what we think. This article was the result of our regular test groups, but it was also the result of discussions with hundreds of visitors who stopped at our stand at the Paris Games Week. Some non-disabled visitors accepted the challenge of playing with only one hand. Other disabled players, such as Lucas and Sasha, shared their gaming experiences with us. In conclusion, I'd say that Spider-Man 2 offers great accessibility for the vast majority of players. We would like to see some essential functionalities in addition to these, such as key remapping and a screen reader, but the game already provides a good first result. Above all, we can see how good ideas have been shared among design studios. Some good ideas, such as high contrast, come from Naughty Dog for The Last of Us. They can also be found in God of War, Ragnarok from Santa Monica and at Insomniac Games. Sharing these techniques seems essential to us to provide a standardized support set. Standardizing settings between games represents a massive time saver for people who have to adjust the settings every time. It's your turn to tell us what you think.